This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The White House made one of those mostly symbolic but substantive on the margins public announcements today. It's a voluntary program called Supplier Pay, which is a catchier name than what the thing actually is and belies its actual importance, a way to improve small business cash flow. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
26 companies are participating in supplier pay, big guys like Apple and Coca-Cola. They're promising to pay the small businesses they hire for parts or services quickly, ideally within 15 days. That sounds like heaven to small business owner Roxanne Metzger. Now,
there's a very few corporations that will pay in 30 days. It's more like 45 days.
Metzger is president of Davis Interiors in Norfolk, Virginia. They make custom interiors for Navy ships, working as a supplier for the big defense contractors. She's had to take out a line of credit to cover her bills. She says even if those companies paid her just a few days faster, that would help.
It does help because then we don't have to pay that interest on our line of credit. Every day that we don't get paid costs us money.
Small businesses across the country are feeling the pinch of late payments. Janet Sanders sees it every day. She's CEO of Income Direct, which helps small businesses process credit card payments. Sanders says now her average client needs the day's charges fast.
At the end of the day, he wants those electronic transactions converted to cash as quickly as possible and put back into his bank account.
Charles Mulford teaches accounting at Georgia Tech. He says this is a trend. Big companies have been taking longer to pay their small suppliers since the recession.
It's free money, basically.
Mulford says big corporations are taking 35 to 40 days to pay, a few days more than before the economic downturn. He understands why they do it.
The larger companies can essentially borrow from smaller companies and not pay interest, in effect, on that money.
Will the president's supplier pay initiative help? Mulford says that's not clear, but at least it'll call attention to the problem. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.